The federal government spends $500 to $600 billion a year on grants, and that's more than it spends on contracts. Nearly every department has a major grants program, so there's plenty of room for improvement of tracking and oversight of grants. As part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People, we turn to Tim Waller, the Director of Grants Management Practice at Grant Thornton and former Director of Financial Management at the FAA. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
All right. Nice to have you. So what is the main practice or process you think, if you could pick one thing, that agencies need to do to get a better handle, or at least start to get a better handle on grants, what would it be?
Well, I think one of the main things is going to be better financial controls. OMB is pushing agencies to look at their overall programs related to audits and audit findings and try to improve processes by putting in better financial controls, which will ensure that the monies that are being spent are tracked better. And then from there, we can have a better sense of what's going on.
So, Tim, just from if we step back for a moment, how would you say agencies are doing overall in monitoring how people spend the grant money that they award?
Well, I think it's a struggle because, you know, there are a lot of programs in several different departments. And when you're dealing with grant programs, there are, I believe, a couple thousand federal grant programs, and you're dealing with grantees that it can be universities, hospitals, individuals. And in order for everyone to have the proper controls in place, everybody has to be doing things more or less the same way. And currently, a lot of the processes are not standardized. OMB, I think, has over 700 different forms that can be used to issue grants and track grant information, and that makes it very difficult to standardize the information, collect it in a way that it can publicly be put back out so the public can see what money is being spent on those grant programs.
Is it safe to say, then, that managing grants is actually harder than, say, monitoring contracts?
I would say it's probably a little more difficult because you've got so many different locations where the money's going. And when you deal with large government contracts, they're typically centrally controlled, even though they may have a lot of different paths going on that people use. But I think it's a little more difficult with grants because there are so many entities, and many of them are small entities, and they don't have a lot of support, administrative support, to do all the required reporting and standardized data collection. And that's a challenge, and I think that's one thing they've found at OMB that I think one of the facts they've thrown out is that they surveyed funded scientists, and they found that 40% of their time is being spent on administrative tasks related to the grants rather than doing the actual work that the grant is for. So there's a big effort and big push by OMB now to try to, through updated policy and consolidation of their circulars, to try to reduce that administrative burden and make it more streamlined so the work is spent on doing the actual grant work, not the administration.
That's interesting because grants.gov, that whole effort to at least create one portal for all federal grants, has spanned two administrations now, but it sounds as if it didn't really have much effect on streamlining how agencies actually do grants.
Yeah, well, I think you're dealing with, anything in the federal sector, you're dealing with a lot of different entities. You're dealing with each government agency, and then they've got local offices, and then you've got the grantees. So I think sometimes these problems and challenges get a little oversimplified, and to get them done in, for example, in one administration to completely resolve all of the issues and problems would be a huge challenge. So OMB has come out with, a pretty solid approach, taking a big picture view of where are our biggest problems, what do we need to do to shore things up, and they've actually put out a path for correction over the next several years to try to shore things up. And I think that it looks pretty solid from my perspective. Having been in government and having seen large programs be pushed from OMB, this one looks like it's on a solid foundation, at least from a planning perspective. There's still a lot of work to do, though.
So describe it for us. What are sort of the highlights of it? What does it think is reasonable to do in, say, a couple of years or perhaps 5 years, 10 years from now?
Well, I think one of the first things they're trying to do is look at standardizing the policy. Right now they have 8 different policies that are in place, and some of those have duplicate information, duplicate requirements. So one of the things they've done is consolidated into one what they're calling super circular. It's one large set of guidance, and they're trying to look at reducing the burden. One area, for example, on audits, I think right now it's a 500K. If you get a grant for 500K, you have to be audited. They're going to raise that limit to 750K. That should reduce some of the burden because those they're not finding big problems, and those aren't really big dollars in the scheme of things. So their focus is first on policy. Then they're trying to look at improving the data and standardizing it and getting those forms, the number of forms, down so they can standardize the data and systems that will be collected. And then in theory, as this goes along, this will start to improve the information. And then the other thing they're doing is on the audit side, there are a lot of big programs that have had repeat findings in their audits year after year after year. And there hasn't been the concerted focus to really resolve those issues and go after the big problems and solve them. And they're now starting to do that. They're going to be working with the agencies to try to figure out exactly which ones do they need to focus on. So it's sort of like a multi-pronged approach in various areas that are going to, I think, make sense in terms of long term. Now, how well the government does over time, you know, that remains to be seen.
We're speaking with Tim Lawler. He's director at Grant Thornton and former director of financial management at the FAA. And also affecting grants, maybe more so than contracts or maybe subcontracts, but grants often have a two-tier structure where the grants are re-granted through state right. or local or other agencies. And that's I right. imagine that makes it hard for the federal agency to peer down to the actual grantee.
It does, and I think it makes it hard for the state, too, because as the state, let's say the state gets a block grant, which is a set amount of money, and then they reissue to subrecipients, that assumes that if you want it, let's say from a performance metric and financial reporting, that assumes everybody's going to be doing their due diligence to try to keep that information up to date, accessible, and reported timely. And that's challenging. That is a big challenge for, I think, not only the agencies, but for their primary recipients.
And let me ask you about the recovery board, the RAT board, now becoming the GAT board. That was set up to look at grants as much as contracts under all that stimulus money.
Right.
Were there any oversight or patterns or lessons learned coming out of the RAT board and that hundreds of billions that went out on that
effort? Yeah, I think that actually our company, we have some work that we do with the RAT board where we do fraud analytics. But it looks it's sort of a best practice example. I think it's one of the first ones that's been done in government where they've taken a variety of disparate databases and they can then, based on tips they get from their inspector general, they do research through these different databases based on companies, names, connections, that kind of a thing, and try to determine if indeed it looks like there is fraud. And then they'll write up a report, goes back to the IG, and they determine whether or not they're going to press criminal charges if they think there's fraud. So it's been, I know from the inspector general community, there's been a lot of interest in this kind of a capability and getting this capability rolled out to departments because it's sort of a first of its kind. And it's been pretty successful from what I understand in terms of ferreting out fraud.
And while OMB kind of takes that high-level approach and tries to work with all agencies, do you see any agencies in particular that are actually doing some pretty innovative things on their own in terms of managing grants, knowing how all the money is spent? We hear about, for example, data analytics being used in other realms. Are they using that?
Yeah, they're starting to use, some agencies are starting to do that, and there is a tremendous amount of attention being paid to around the performance. Is the money actually delivering the goods? But that's very difficult. I spoke to someone at National Science Foundation who's monitoring the compliance of their grants, and they do basic research. So it becomes very difficult to, you know, what is the end state or end goal or target that you're trying to get that money to deliver? And with science, that's going to be very difficult versus over at transportation. If you're dealing with highways or airports, you're dealing with infrastructure. That's you can see it. It's visible. You know it's gone in. You know it's in place. So I think it depends on the agency. Some are going to have a little easier time to go about doing this and may have more mature processes, and others are still going to remain challenged.
Tim Lawler is a director at Grant Thornton and former director of financial management at the Federal Aviation Administration. We're going to take a short break. We're going to keep you around, Tim, and we have a few more questions on the big issue of financial management. So we'll have you back in just a moment. This is The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Emily Kopp. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. We're speaking with Tim Lawler, director at Grant Thornton and former director of financial management at the FAA as part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People. And, Tim, one thing I wanted to do to ask you in the second segment, expanding beyond grants just a little bit, you did spend 30-plus years in the federal government in financial management. And looking back then to how things are now, what do you think is the biggest change in how the federal government approaches watching the shekels?
Well, I think it's there's many more oversight requirements. Each year, more and more laws and guidance are passed, so it becomes a layered effect of more and more programs that you have to respond to in order to oversee federal dollars. And it can be challenging. Sometimes they dovetail well with programs that you already have in place. Sometimes they're brand new programs which require a pretty significant lift. And that can be very difficult for an agency when you're strapped for resources or dollars to all of a sudden have a new requirement laid on you yet again. And that's a big challenge. And as more legal requirements come into play, like with the Data Act and other things like that, it's good. It's just difficult to try to meet all of the different requirements. So it's interesting to me to start to see OMB interested in streamlining in the grants area, because I think that's going to help the organizations a lot, because there are a lot of federal requirements you have to comply with in the financial arena.
Why do you think that's grown? I mean, you mentioned earlier before the break that scientists spend a lot more time filling out the paperwork on grants than actually doing the research that the grants are supposed to be funding.
Yeah.
How did it get to be so much of this paperwork?
Well, you're talking a lot more dollars. When you open the program, it's $600 billion now. I think if you go back to like early 1960, it was $7 billion. So it's the amount of money that's being spent is huge. Once you get that kind of money going out, you're going to get a lot of focus. And there's going to be, as there should be, there's going to be a lot of requirements to report on that money. And in the past decade or so, there's been a huge focus on performance. It's not just the financial controls. What are you getting for that money, and what is actually changing, and are you improving your mission and the support to the public? So it's much more focus, I think, in the correct realm, because it's not just a focus on dollars. It's whether or not those dollars are getting you the intended results. So it's a challenge.
Now, OMB and the GAO both have been focusing a lot on the systems that support financial management, OMB trying to pinch off development of new ones and get people into shared services. In your work at Grant Thornton, looking across what agencies come to you with their problems for, how would you rate the state of support that the new regime required of financial management is getting from the systems built to support it?
Well, I think that's a huge challenge. The systems are complex, and there's a lot of requirements that come with them and a lot of integration, and then they cross multiple areas. So, for example, it's not just a financial system. You often have to integrate it with your procurement system or your inventory system. And so trying to get all of those pieces in play and working properly in very large departments is a very expensive venture. And as OMB is seeing, you know, there are billions and billions and billions of dollars being spent on these systems. And that's why this shared service is trying to push. We can't all be unique. We ought to be leveraging these locations that have existing capability instead of reinventing the wheel. That's much easier said than done, because you have to standardize business processes and practices across departments, and that's not an easy thing to do. So I think it's going to be a huge challenge and very interesting coming up and over the next several years to see how this plays out and whether or not it's successful.
And Tim, can we speak a little bit about the people who are actually doing this work? Because at Federal News Radio, we've covered a lot the need for better skills and just more people in terms of acquisition and contract oversight.
Right.
How's the federal government doing in terms of having the people with the right skills to manage grants?
I think it's a huge challenge. I know acquisition has been being talked about for at least a dozen years now in terms of the acquisition workforce. In a recent session I attended related to grants, same issue. One of the things they talked about was this bathtub effect, where if you think of the shape of a bathtub, on one end you've got a lot of people that are ready to retire that have 20 years or more of grants experience. Then on the other end you've got people that have only been in grants management for 5 years or less. So you have a much thinner distribution of people coming through the ranks with a lot of solid experience. And folks that are running grants programs are saying, you know, how are we going to deal with this? How do we address it? And OMB is responding to that, looking at ways that they can improve that and attract more people and sort of train the trainer with across federal sector. But those are huge challenges. And it's a challenge as well, as a former Fed, to try to attract people into government service. I personally want best and brightest helping run government. government, and it's difficult to attract and retain people. And so it's an ongoing challenge. I think it's one that we just have to wait and see how things work.
And we'll leave it there. Tim Lawler is a director of grants management practice at Grant Thornton and former director of financial management at the FAA. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom and Emily.
And you'll find this interview online later this morning, along with all of our coverage in our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People. Financial management moves front and center as agencies make the final assault on wasted billions.